This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Sitting here today with my future bride.
Good morning.
Hi, Robin. How are you?
Doing great.
Good, good. Glad to hear that. Miss Robin is here this morning, and we've been kind of riding together here all week and putting out the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine on the different shops that we go to. So we're not done. We're about two-thirds of the way done. So we'll be doing that by the end of next week, and we'll have it out everywhere, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, who wants to be first? 410 WCBM 680. We have nothing to start off to talk about, quite frankly. My computer, which I had depended on to give us some good information here today, is asleep or dead or something going on here. And Chris can't seem to find the issue. It says check video cable. Gosh knows what that means. But we've got all kinds of stuff. So anyway, if you want to communicate by email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, it might take a few minutes. I think I'm on a 5-minute delay between to my phone. So we're doing that, but the best way to communicate anyway is by phone, 410-922-6680. That way you get to go on the air, share your thoughts with our all millions of listeners, I would say. Maybe. Well, hundreds anyway. At 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, the easiest way to remember the call letters and the phone number is by using the station call letters, WCBM, and our location on your digital or dial at 680 AM. So WCBM 680 is our phone number, 410-922-6680 for the alphabetically challenged. Chris is standing by to run to do DJ work just in case we don't get any callers. We'll play some great music and, like that. And Chris, this computer's just gone. I don't know what's going on with it, but it's killing me, because here's what happened. Been on the road, didn't do a lot of pre-show work, and I plan on coming in here and hitting the computer, going to the websites and so forth, and seeing what's going on out in the world. Perhaps I sent myself some emails. I was going to print those out, and none of that good stuff happened. So anyway, it is what it is. So let's see. There is our buddy Paul down in Ferndale. Good morning, Paul. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Alan. I am fine. How are you?
I'm all right. A little technologically challenged here, more so than usual. But other than that, we'll make it through.
I heard. Nobody wants to call in, so I was giving some other people a chance.
Oh, it's early. It's early, man. You're number one today, Paul, that's for sure. So we'll...
I've never gotten to say hello to Robin, so I was going to say hello to Robin.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I'm sitting here watching him try to fix his computer. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I know. We'll turn you loose on it.
There you go.
That'll work, right?
Right.
I'll tell you what, she's fixed a lot of stuff for me, that's for sure. A lot of stuff.
Natalie's done the same for me.
Got it. So. Yep. So
she's out there working while I'm driving.
Well, that's a good idea. What's wrong with that? That's pretty cool.
Nope, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yep.
So.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I got a question. I haven't seen very many rabbits around my house.
Oh, my gosh. We've got rabbits all over the place, don't we?
We saw some baby ones the other day.
Yeah, my departed father-in-law used to call the babies fisties. Had you ever heard that term before?
No.
Yeah, they're as big as your fist.
Oh, okay.
So that was apparently a common term where he grew up, and he called them fisties. When we know, we started seeing little babies coming out this time of year. So
right.
We watched, you know, the little squirrels are coming out of the nest. We watched three of those flip and flop and harass each other yesterday. They're kind of cute, and then the little baby rabbits are around. But, you know, I don't know if the rabbit population's taking a hit or if there's that many predators. There's that many hawks and owls, and, you know, owls hit them pretty hard. Foxes hit them pretty hard. Coyotes hit them pretty hard. So
I know in our neighborhood they seem to be bigger, more of them this year than last year. So
does there? Yeah.
Uh-huh. But yeah. I'm in town, so
yeah, I know. But feral cats are tough on them too. So
and that and might even be what's gotten them.
Yeah, even cats that people let out and roam at night. You know, so
right. I mean, 2 years ago I had a pair of fox running through my front yard, but I haven't seen them for a while. And
at my house in Baltimore County, ever since I've been there, we've had foxes run through the yard, a pair of them, just about every year. I think it's a generational thing. And you lay in bed at night, and every now and then you'd hear a rabbit get caught. And that would just bolt you awake, because rabbits are pretty vocal when they're in distress. And
right.
I mean, it's that's a predator call is a rabbit in distress, and it's loud and it's terrifying. But you know, it would wake us out of a sound sleep, and fox got a rabbit, you know, and
right.
Sometimes it was right outside the bedroom window, so that was not that was not fun for us or the rabbit. But
yeah, that would scare you awake for sure.
Yep. But yeah, I mean, everything needs to eat. So that's why there's predators and prey. More prey than predators.
Oh yeah.
So that's how nature takes care of itself. There's, you know, the prey species are much more prolific than the predator species. So,
right.
So that the predators can have enough to eat, and you know the both of them are sustainable. But that's why you'll have. You know, 6, 8, 9 rabbits in a nest, you know, and a pair of foxes.
Right.
Just, I forget the, looks like you did something there, Chris. It looks like, that's how nature takes care of itself. That's how the whole system was set up from the beginning. So.
Right on.
Yep. All right, buddy. Well, enjoy your day out there.
All righty, I will.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great day, Paul.
All right. Nice talking to you, Robin.
You also.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
There he goes. We'll go right to this next caller here. Chris is trying to fix the computer. What's your name?
Captain Don.
Hey, Captain Don. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah? You want to tell us about your experience?
Yeah, I was coming down the road. I was coming down from 95, and around 1 o'clock in the morning, I was going down Portsmouth Road, and a deer wanted to get in my truck and drive it.
A deer wanted to get into your truck and drive it?
Yes, he ran across, it was 2 of them, ran across the road and right into the front and side. It did about $6,000 worth of damage. My airbag, side airbag deployment, right in the side of my head. I don't need any more damage there. But I have a little bit of a hearing loss, and the doc thinks maybe I suffered a mild concussion.
From the airbag going off?
From the airbag deployment, yes, the side airbag.
Wow. Wow.
So, and that's not the first time I've heard in that area.
I missed that. I missed what you said there, Don.
I'm sorry. That's not the first time that's happened to me in that area. About 10 years ago, a similar occurrence. Not as bad in terms of damage to the truck, but yeah. It's,
so the deer ran into the side of your vehicle. How much damage did it do?
Did about $6,000 worth of damage.
Good grief.
Wow.
It's
well, the airbag to stuff those back in is $1,000 anyway, isn't it?
Oh, at least. And, of course, when that came out, it tore some of the headliner.
Yeah.
It's a brand-new truck.
Oh, man.
Brand-new truck. Yeah. Yes, I'm the headliner, and the doors, the electronics that are in the door for windows.
Oh, man.
That all came out. But, yeah.
And yet the deer, you think, survived, maybe?
Well, I couldn't find it. I went up the next morning and couldn't find it.
Interesting.
But there was a lot of blood and skin.
Yeah, I guess maybe it didn't survive. So
yeah, I don't think it did. I went up there looking around and couldn't find it. But hey, I have a question.
I'll try.
The poaching program, Maryland's poaching program, where you report a poacher.
Yeah.
Do you think that's been a successful program?
No.
No.
No, I do not. I do not think that that has been a successful program. I think there's a couple of reasons. By their own words, by their own report, and we did extensive study on this for the Maryland Hunting Coalition when we were doing our white paper study for the Poaching Restitution Act. The Department of Natural Resources, the Natural Resources Police put their own report out just before the 2016 session, and in that report they basically said we need 75 more officers to ensure that we can effectively do land-based patrols, because everything at that point was focused on the water. Everything was oysters, crabs, and rockfish, and the land-based stuff was kind of being let go for some reason. I mean, even though our natural resources are threatened on land and in the water. And, the focus of the past administration was on the oysters and basically deployed everybody to the bay. And you'd call somebody and they'd be an hour away, 2 hours away, if they ever showed up on a deer poaching call or anything else. Now, that was the perception. I don't know if that was exactly the reality, but it was tough to get somebody to respond, no question.
Right.
And I mean, we could do a whole show here on, people who have called in for poaching, and I'm sure we'd get a full bank of callers if we asked that. Their own report said they were short 75 officers. Well, we understand that. We're trying to help the NRP get some funding, and we tried last year. We asked the administration for more funding and that type of thing, and in the budget, and it kind of all went by the boards. But to answer your question, that program where you call in and perhaps you'd be up for a reward, I'm not sure it was run very well. I also know that the NRP is looking at another program. We were told September of 2016 that there was something in the works. Perhaps reaching out to a national organization and some sponsors and trying to get an updated poacher program to come on board, but haven't heard anything since. So I don't know where that is or what status that is. So I actually received some printed stuff from the NRP to kind of back up what they were doing, but nothing has come of it yet. So who knows? When they're coming out with it or what they're coming out with,
Well, I've had two experiences where I've called in, I think my phone is called the poacher number, and no response.
Mm-hmm.
No response. And when I saw an officer up here at the boat ramp, I said, hey, what's going on? He says, hey, we do the best we can.
Do the best we can. Yep.
I said, that's good. I appreciate that. It's a shame you don't have more resources. But I guess priorities, with the crime and the murders and all that, I guess, funding is more directed up there. So,
well, I'll tell what you don't know and what a lot of people don't know is that the Natural Resources Police are also part of Homeland Security. They do a lot of Homeland Security work because of, the accessibility to our shores by water. Okay. And there's, they've got the vehicles, they've got the funding. There seems to be no shortage of money for that, but it can't be directed to to wildlife.
Yeah, and, you know, I've been in that and I'm reading where you kind of twist around grant requests there's got to be a way because you're right. I mean, they enforce the laws and they patrol the waters. And in my experience, we used to train where, you know, the waterways were great opportunities for
right
baiting folks to you know, wreak harm on you. So
right, exactly. So
anyway, I was just wondering what your take was on that poaching program. Do you know anyone who's collected any money with their calls in to?
You know, I don't. Years ago, 20 years ago, I sat on that panel that awarded those awards to people. There was me, and there was a dentist from Towson, and there were a couple other guys that got together, and we would sit down and say, okay, this is the poaching case, and this is the result, and, you know, let's send this guy $100 or this woman $200 or whatever. I don't even know if that panel exists anymore, you know, to make those awards.
Yeah.
I mean, it's out there, but it seems to me it's one of those programs that's just kind of on and on and on and on. It's a government program, but you know, nobody ever reports that so-and-so received a $100 reward or somebody got $500. I mean, I don't see any news releases or anything about, you know, a citizen from Randallstown reported a poacher behind such and such a school and received, $100 for their efforts or something like that. You don't see anything like that. So I don't even know if there's a report that goes with that.
Huh. That's great PR.
Oh, it's wonderful PR.
PR, it sure is focused attention. Anyway, I guess I would set up down here at Fishing Creek, yeah?
That's one place. That's one place we could do it. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, all right.
Well, Alan, Miss Robin, have a great weekend.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate
you
it.
You also.
Have a great weekend yourself and a happy Father's Day.
Thanks, sir.
All right, man. See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. I think we'll take our first break. And time for me to tell you about Clyde Sport Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you need anything, starting with the basics, hook, line, and sinker, and then bait, and then anything else on top of that, you can find it at Clyde Sport Shop. They've got all the crab traps, the trot lines, the frozen bait, the live bait if you need it for fishing. They've got rods and reels and tackle and line and terminal tackle and lures and trolling lures and jigging lures and chum bags and you name it. They carry it at Clyde's. Make sure you stop by. They've been in business 60 years, celebrating their 60th anniversary this year. And again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, right there in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Fishing Hotline, 247-FISH. Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100- and 200-yard multipurpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members? Mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. Liner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early. And honey, you ain't gonna like it. Cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined. So I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out. The sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
All right, let's go here. We got Mark in Towson and then Shirley out there in Milford Mill. Good morning there. Mr. Mark, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm so glad that Robin's feeling well enough to be on the show.
Well, she's having fun with therapy. She goes to therapy and then rides along with me. So
it's been a very interesting time.
Very interesting time. So
well, I hope you're doing better and on the mend.
Always, every step, every day is a little bit better.
That's good. For sure. Yep.
Good.
So what's up?
Well, I offered the producer I could run over a computer. He thinks it might be the mouse.
Yeah, the mouse seems to be frozen, dead, disconnected, shorted out, something. The little light comes on and goes off. It's off right now, and it ain't happening.
Yeah, well, I could run one over there.
Nah, we're good. I've got a phone here that I can use to access what I need. So it's
yeah.
all good. Well,
technology's great till it's not there.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll tell you. It's frustrating. Like me, I always tell people.
You're frustrating?
No. Yeah, right. Depends who you ask. I could hang up now while I'm still ahead. You only use a computer to earn a living. Other than that, it doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
In Towson, I cannot remember the last time I've seen a rabbit.
Really?
No, we have no shortage of squirrels and rats.
Right.
A lot of rats.
Huh.
But every time they do construction, suddenly there they are.
Yeah, really? I'm shocked. Yes, of course.
But can't remember the last time I saw a rabbit around here.
Huh. Well, they're very, very quiet, Mark.
But when you hear a fox cry at night.
Yeah.
That is a blood-curdling sound.
It is. It is. Yeah.
For the longest time, I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a person.
Yeah. Yeah, they can let loose, no question. I think we had a caller last week or so who talked about that. And, the mating, call or whatever is the bark. But when you hear that wail, you're right. You're absolutely right. Very disconcerting.
Yeah, I'll say.
Yeah, especially if you're outside. So,
yeah. It's enough to keep you inside.
And it has driven people inside, no question about that. Another interesting sound to hear is the screech owl when that thing goes off. Have you ever heard a screech owl?
No.
No. Robin can probably find a screech owl sound on her computer we can play into the microphone.
My computer's acting up, too.
Yours is acting up, too. Great. All right, everybody's is acting up. So.
This reminds me of the book, One Second After.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly right.
We're on the phone, so I know that's a good sign.
That's a good sign. That's for sure. At least that console's working today. And are we online today? I mean, are we sending out a signal today from here? I don't know if we. You don't need the app today, Robin.
No,
you're here, so
that's a good
thing. If John's awake, he'll probably call in to let you know.
Yeah, probably.
Do I hear this?
What? Oh,
I don't know if he'll do it.
You got it, Rob.
I'm trying.
All right. What's that?
It's music.
I don't want music.
Well,
all right. Well,
give me another minute.
All right, take your time. Technology is a marvelous thing.
Yeah.
All right, Mark.
Then they say what we need is electronic safeties built into our guns. Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, exactly right. That's exactly what we need, electronic safeties. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Okay.
Except when you need it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Have a good week.
You do too, Mark. Happy Father's Day. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Bye bye. There goes Mark. Oh, there's Miss Shirley from Milford Mill. She's going to yell at me. And Chris. Good morning, Miss Shirley. How are you?
Good morning.
Are you going to yell at me?
Yes, I am.
Don't you?
You forgot about me.
No, I didn't forget about you. Here's the issue, Miss Shirley. When I hit the house, not far from you,
yes,
it's hit and run. I haven't lifted the lid of the freezer in months over there. But I will promise to get you some deer meat.
Yes, I was calling to remind you.
I know you were.
And to say hi to Robin.
Ah, Miss Shirley
yeah,
said
I'm
hi.
Glad
to
you're feeling better too.
Thank you very much. You stay on top of him, he'll get it.
Oh yeah, I'll take care of that. So. Here's what we'll do again one more time.
Well, Chris, yeah, take my phone number.
Take your phone number. Give us your address this time.
Okay.
All right, and make sure Mr. Chris gets that, and we're gonna swing by there later today. I don't know if we'll have a lot of time to get you some deer meat, but we'll do our best. How's that?
Yes, that'll be fine.
All right, Shirley. It's nice hearing from you.
Okay, and I'm glad. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you, dear. You take care.
And you take care of your producer there, Robin.
I will.
Yeah. I got Chris on one side and the other authority on the other over here. So,
yes.
All right, hang on the line, Shirley.
Okay.
Chris has got Shirley. Andy, Lansdowne.
Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Wait a minute.
You don't count anymore. You don't realize it.
Oh, man. All right.
I already said hello to Chris. I'm new to the area.
Right.
In Lansdowne, about 2002.
Right.
When I first got here, there were rabbits everywhere.
Right.
And I haven't seen them, and I mentioned it, and somebody said, you know, if you've got rats, you don't have rabbits.
Oh.
That's what I was told, and I know people in Catonsville, and I see rabbits over there all the time, and I never hear a word about a rat, so there's
so
a correlation.
You think the rats are eating the baby rabbits? That's very possible.
Yeah, those dirty rats.
Thank you, Edgar G. Appreciate that.
I loved it.
So,
just wanted to pass that on.
All right, well, that's very possible. You know, I mean, we have all kinds of interaction between wildlife. We had a caller a couple of years ago that talked about the shortage of quail on the eastern shore being related to the abundance of wild turkeys.
Interesting.
Yeah, not only competing for nesting sites, but also actually eliminating the quail.
I have seen plenty of wild turkey.
Of course.
Yeah, all down in the southern Maryland, the eastern shore,
mm-hmm.
They're prolific.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a quail the other day. That's the first one we've seen.
First quail I've seen in a long time, sitting on a wire. And where were we? I don't even remember.
We were heading towards Elliott's Island.
Yeah. Look at the grouse. Look at the grouse.
Grouse are, yeah, well... Different habitat, but we've got a few grouse up in western Maryland.
That was a play on the Stooges.
Oh. I'm not too sharp this time of morning. Not as sharp as I could be, I guess. So.
When they go hunting for grouse, it's pretty funny.
Uh-huh.
All right.
All right, Andy. Appreciate that, bud.
Congratulations. Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Thank
you,
buddy. Have a great day.
See ya.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Oh, look, here's Fran. There's Fran. Maybe. Morning, Fran.
Good morning, everybody.
How's everybody? How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm so hyped still. I can't stand it. Listen.
Yeah.
First of all, I got a lot of little things. First of all, Robin, good to have you back. I'm glad you're feeling well enough with that shoulder. You know, to come back and hear your voice.
Thank you very much.
That's a good thing, you know.
Yesterday was the worst physical therapy yet. So he got me out of the house before I lost it.
My physical therapist threw me out the class because we got to arguing over what he thought I could do, what I thought I could do. He says, you can get out. But anyway, that's a long time ago. The other thing I want to talk about real quick, you talked about the poaching. You talked about the National Resource Police, okay?
Yes.
Okay, I've been hyped up, so I've been on other shows, same 680 station, but my opinion about things. But let me tell you, they need 75 more. They need to start a program, okay, that all of these tens of thousands of hunters that we have, we need to have a little mini program where you're like a backup to the NR police. And I'll tell you one. There's a shortage. But, you know, they're seen now like police officers. And I listened for it to be mentioned last week, and nobody said anything. So I want to give a shout-out to the ones that have signed up. You know, in Patapsco Park a week or two ago, a guy deliberately drove his car and trying to injure and hurt a National Resource police officer. And my daughter never goes to the park, but her little group just happened to be out there that day. And she says, yeah, but so they're looking on them now like police officers. And you know there's a war against police officers. So they need the hunters' help. And I think they should start a little program where, like here in the city, you call 911, you may get one, you may not get one for 3 hours. They need a little program where people can be trained, and they can be not risking their life, but if it's a situation where they can get the tag number, they can do something to help the National Resource Police. Because let me tell you something, you're on your own with these poachers. Just like here in the city, we're on our own. You know, I don't even call 911, but you're on your own. So they need the help of the hunters, because just calling somebody and waiting for them to show up, knowing that there's a shortage. We need some type of program where...
They have it, Fred. They have a reserve officer program.
They do have that?
Yeah, they have a reserve officer program. They just don't utilize it to where it should be utilized.
Well, they
There's no question about it.
They need to utilize it. That's it. Because I'm going to tell you, there are people that we may have a problem with in the future. And you're not going to be able to get outside help. And I'll just leave it at that. The second thing was, or the third thing, the gentleman that called Paul,
mm-hmm.
I think his daughter, she's the one that calls you first thing in the morning.
That's right. Yep.
Let me tell you, I want him to tell her that we miss her little voice.
Oh, she'll be here.
We miss her little voice, you know, when she calls sometimes. Hi, Alan.
Natalie, yeah.
She's the cutest thing, and nothing, you know. So we do miss her. So
right.
I want her to know that we do miss her voice.
Fran, you had a caller last week that offered to help with your air conditioning, free air conditioner service.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard it on the air or not.
Oh, I'm listening. I heard it.
All right. Well, I don't know. I tried to call you the other day, and I got voicemail on both lines. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So you got to give me a holler.
Okay.
All right.
All right. But let me say this, too, while you hit on that real quick.
Yeah.
This thing, which was a blessing and just so thrilling and exciting.
Yeah.
This was about the hunt.
Right.
I want anybody, if they do call in or write in or whatever they do, to keep it on the hunt.
All right.
I don't want to really get involved in my private life, the house. And
I understand that 100%.
I just want it to hunt. And I'll tell you why. I mentioned the plumbing But it's already been taken care of.
Perfect.
We have three bathrooms, you know, and they all decided to show off 1 month apart.
I hear you.
It's an old house, and I thought, what's wrong now, you know? But now they're all working, everything's good, new toilets, new bathroom in the basement, you know.
All good.
Everything's good, because if it wasn't fixed, I wouldn't have mentioned it on the show.
I hear you. Got it.
So let's please just keep it about the hunt.
All right.
And that's it. You know, like I say, the National Resource Police, shout out to Chuck. I thought about him the other day. I said, you know, that man, him and that big truck, every time you think you can't take it another day, you know, he shows up in this Baltimore place. He's a tough guy. Walks down the street, you know, and he just pulls up and he just drives away from here.
All right.
I appreciate that, let me tell you.
You got it.
So that's it.
All right, girl. Thank you.
Have a great day.
An investigation on who's messing with this electronic stuff.
Yeah, we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. I think maybe the squirrel said, it's enough to power the station. I'm not doing the computers.
I think he ate through the wire.
The squirrel?
Somebody did.
I wonder if they fed him last weekend. Possible. Somebody might be falling down on the job. I know who it is, but I'm not saying. We'll talk to Polly, and then we'll take a break. And then Ron and Natalie coming in. Hey, Polly, how are you? What's up?
Good morning. I'd just like to add to what the gentleman spoke a little while back about the...
rats and rabbits.
About the rabbits, yes. In Parkville, okay, right by 147 Harford Road.
Right.
Our neighbors and I, we've been talking. We haven't seen any rabbits. But rats, yes. We even got something. They changed our recycle day, our trash day. And on the notice, they even said because of rats. We do. I mean, the rats come out in hordes. I'm going to say maybe about 5 o'clock in the evening, you can see the rats.
Hmm.
Now, rabbits, the first time the other day I saw, it's not the Easter Bunny type rabbit. It was this one real lanky rabbit. If I didn't know better, it did hop like a rabbit, no tail. But it looked like a little kangaroo type, that lanky type leg.
That's just a mature. That's just a mature rabbit. That's all that is.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, but that was the only one that I've seen. But otherwise, no, we don't have any rabbits in Parkville either.
Sounds like somebody needs to get their Subaru Brat with the fighting chairs in the back, a couple of light spinning rods, and some bacon. Do a little rat fishing.
Oh, does that work?
I hope so. I just brought it up.
Now, how do you do that again? You never know.
Just kidding.
Polly. We saw groundhogs around here one time.
Oh, yeah, there are plenty of them.
Yeah, I had never seen one of them before. But no, we've just been looking for rabbits. Nothing.
All right. Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Thank you, and you have a happy Father's
Day. We'll do that. Thank you.
Thank you. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hang on there, Ron and Natalie. We got to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
WCBM, Baltimore.
A slow-moving front is going to be the focal point for shower and thunderstorm activity heading through this weekend. Mostly cloudy during this morning with the potential for some scattered showers and thunderstorms. That'll also be the case over the afternoon hours with a high up to 84. Rain will taper off through the evening with some fog forming overnight and a low dropping down to 72. And then a warmer end of the weekend on Sunday tomorrow with scattered showers and thunderstorms and a high climbing to 91. And there'll be some more showers and thunderstorms moving through on Monday with a high in the upper 80s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Now, I don't go through the fast food or the chain store drive-through when I'm on Route 50 heading to the marsh or going fishing. Oh, no, I'm patient. But my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me there. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
DNR, don't stop my car. I've got too many fish in back. Please, DNR, stay too long at the bar. When I counted them, I must have lost track. I'm sure you've heard lots of crazy words about why a licensee lacked. While he was hunting birds, the strangest thing occurred. A wolf wound up.
All right, let's talk to Crabber Ron. No, it's Ron in Randallstown. How are you, Ron?
I'm fine, Alan. This is Crabber
Ron. It is Crabber Ron.
3 miles from your house. I'm waiting for a friend of mine to meet me here. We're going down to the flea market, Mountain Road.
There you go.
See what kind of junk we can bring home.
My favorite kind of trick.
Stop by the house. We had yes, sir.
Where can I get in the Eldersburg, Sykesville area? Maryland loves crabs.
We haven't been there yet. Oh, yes, oh. We have. Yes, we have. Battery Warehouse, Ron.
Okay, I got one there last year.
Battery Warehouse, yep.
Okay, we'll stop in and get one. How's Robin doing?
I'm wonderful.
You want to go crabbing with me one day?
Sure, anytime.
Okay, let's leave Alan home. He can do the housework.
He's still trying. He's got a lot of stuff to do at home.
She can dip them for you, Ron. Better yet, let her bait the line.
Okay.
What?
That won't bother you.
All right.
Won't bother you?
I baited a whole line, but it was with eel.
Eel? What do you use for bait, Ron?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you, Alan.
What would you be using for bait?
I was using bullets.
There you go.
It doesn't scare me.
Bullets don't scare you?
No.
Oh.
My dad had me... whole trot line full of salted eel or some stuff. I don't know what it was. It was gross, but I did it.
There you go, Ron. She's not afraid.
Last year, I used chicken necks.
Yeah,
but
they don't last.
No, and then when I put them in a freezer out back under the porch, and I thought, I'm not leaving this freezer on all winter just for keep this bait frozen. So I unbaited it, threw the chicken necks away, and unplugged the freezer. So I don't need the line.
There you go.
It takes a while to bait up 1,000 to 1,200 feet of line.
Okay? Yeah, I know it does. Now, do you use the snood line? Do you use the little sliding loop on the snood?
Yes.
Yeah.
No. I just use a regular trout line and tie a slip knot in it.
Okay, I got it. Yeah. All right, cool.
All right, Al.
All right, buddy.
Okay, I haven't talked to you for a while, but I still listen to you every Saturday.
I appreciate that, Ron.
All right.
We'll be in touch.
Have a great day.
See you.
Bye, Robin. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Natalie, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How are you today?
Doing well. Somebody called you out there earlier.
Oh, yeah. I heard a special somebody wanted me to call and say hey.
That's Miss Fran, yep. Yep.
Hey, Fran.
So.
Hey, Robin. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
It's nice to finally talk to you.
I'll be back more often. Don't look so bored.
Oh, I'm not bored. I'm just trying to think of what this is. I think this is the audio Facebook of the air. Oh, y'all. Gosh. All right.
Everybody's being very nice.
Everybody was talking about rabbits, so I figured I'd let you know that I've got a nice little rabbit's nest outside of my house.
Oh, good.
I've been keeping an eye on it. I haven't seen any babies in there yet, but I'm really excited.
Got it. All right. Thanks, Natalie.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Have a great day.
See you, girl. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Robin. Bye-bye.
There she goes. Let's talk to Frank in East Baltimore. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning. Only a lady friend from East Baltimore called up before, reminded me. Tonight, there's a guy, Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Up at Patterson Park next to the Pagoda tonight on the Patterson Park side.
Okay.
And his daughter's going to be singing his songs for him in honor for Father's Day.
Oh, what's her name? Is that Roseanne Cash? Is that her name? Yeah. Oh, good. Glad to hear that.
If that's the daughter. I don't know how many daughters he ended up having.
Oh, I don't know either. So
anybody who isn't too far away might want to enjoy
Patterson Park. That'd be great. Sounds good.
Okay, I'll let you guys go there.
All right. Thank you, Frank. I appreciate you letting us know.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Patterson Park, Roseanne Cash. I guess it's Roseanne. I don't know who else we've got, but what was it 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we had Johnny Cash and Bob Hope and Steve Jobs. Now there's no Cash and no Hope and no Jobs. Dear God, don't ever kill off Kevin Bacon. All right, we'll take our final break and have some final words after this.
Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947, or visit associatedgunclubs.org.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, SUVs and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Mossy oak swamp bottom, dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's call. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. See, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on. Pass it on.
That's what dads do. That's what my dad did. Even though I was the driving force behind his hunting, he got interested in fishing and took me along, and I'll tell you, I owe a debt of gratitude to a man by the name of Lloyd Pershing Ellis, who at the age of 35 took on the responsibility of a baby, me, the illegitimate son of his sister, and adopted me along with his wife, Madeline, and brought me up to be the man I am today. I just want to say thanks, Dad.